Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We celebrate the Rock Ridge Music Program yet again. Great recognition from the Illinois High School Association with the Music Sweepstakes. 4 years in a row now, the Rockets claim the state title. And Curtis Fisher Schlager, congratulations. Your, I guess, reaction to that again?
We're very proud of the kids and all the work that they put in. It's definitely been a long-term process to get through both the solo ensemble contest and the large group contest. But the kids have worked very hard. The parents have supported them. Our administration supported us, and we ended up coming out on top again.
Yeah, and how long of a process is this? Because I know the organizational part of it was this past Friday. Then I think the solo and ensemble was, you know, earlier this year. So just in terms of how the calendar works and, you know, being able to get the job done.
Right. Well, we turn almost entirely our focus on solo and ensemble contests when we come back from winter break. So in January, we're hitting those. We're figuring out who's going to sing what solos and what groups they're going to play in, giving them music, teaching some of them how to play a guitar or a ukulele so that they can play in those groups. And then that contest was the first Saturday of March, and this year we went to Monmouth Roseville for that contest. And then you turn your focus to large group, and this past weekend we had 6 choirs and 2 bands participate. So, again, that's quite a bit for a school our size. And we performed on Friday night and wrapped things up.
Yeah, and so the terms are interchangeable, the large group and organizational, that means the same thing. But, you know, being reflective now and doing this 4 years in a row and being the top small school, man, that's pretty impressive.
It's never thought we would have been here 4 years ago by any means. But the kids have really bought into the program and really pushing themselves and pushing each other. And I believe it's because of that that we've been able to have the continued success year after year with new kids coming in each year.
I know you handle the choir or the chorus portion of it, and then I know Jessica Zabransky does the band portion of it. It's pretty important to be on the same page, isn't it? I mean, a little bit about that relationship.
Oh, absolutely. You can have a very strong band program or you can have a very strong choral program, but you're not going to get the recognition as a music department unless both are very strong and both are striving for the same goals. And this year we did come out with the number one band and the number two choir in the state, which then when we combine them gave us the points to be overall state champions.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I know I've asked you this before, so how many total kids are involved in one or the other?
It's around 110, we think. We've never actually added it up exactly. And there's about 350 in the school, so it's about a third of the school is involved in the music program.
All right, we segue from Curtis Fisher Schlager, the choral director, to the band director, Jessica Zabransky. And Jessica, I guess different year, but same result. A little bit about your reaction of all this and, you know, winning this IHSA sweepstakes title for a fourth year in a row.
Well, our seniors are extremely happy, that's for sure. they've been pushing since the day after of contest last year to want to make it a fourth time so they could be state champions for 4 years in a row. So, and we accomplished that, which was a feat.
Well, and what do you think are the key ingredients in all this? I know Curtis talked a little bit about the buy-in from, you know, the administration and the parents and the students and mm-hmm. the teachers, the instructors here got to make it work as well. So what about that equation?
You know, if the kids don't want it, it will never happen is the best. I mean, and I know people say, oh, it can't be me. It's true. If the kids don't push for it, you know, when our freshmen come in, they know that stuff happens, but they don't really know what it takes in order to push that hard for that long. And they get it done because our seniors and our juniors saying, this is what we do, this is who we are. And then the freshmen get wrapped up into it, and it's an amazing thing to watch them.
Well, and
then, do it all.
Yeah, and then, you know, over the 2 weekends where you go in March and April and you have solo and ensemble, and then the large group organizational, you really, as they say, got to keep it rolling. I mean, it takes some focus with the preparation, I'm sure, when you're talking about, maybe a four-week difference between the solo ensemble and the large group. So you're dealing with that, too, I think, which is kind of interesting in terms of just the calendar portion of it.
Yeah, and actually, we also had spring break thrown in there. So we really had to basically be done, wrapped up, ready to go by spring break, because after break, they're just all ready for summer. So, we had 4 days before contest, and it was just polishing from there. But the kids flipped the switch, and I think that's also because, we've taught them how to flip the switch, if that makes sense.
Well, and then I think the other great thing about this as we wrap up, and again, Rock Ridge winning the state title in the IHSA music sweepstakes for the fourth year in a row, what about the recognition that the IHSA now provides in this activity, that you can win a state title basically in the arts? How important do you think that is?
I think that's everything. If music kids always say, well, what about us? But they get their what about us. They get that by pulling together and getting this trophy. And they like having that, being able to have that goal. And that's what they've been striving for. So, and now they get their medals, just like any other athletic team does. And that's really nice. And actually, the only way that probably would have ever happened is our principal, Katie Hassan, proposed it, and the state went with it. So thanks to Katie is the reason why they'll be able to get official IHSA medals this year.
All right, that's awesome, and nice going to the kids at Rock Ridge and that strong music program over there, both choral and band, as the Rock Ridge music program, again, sweeping the IHSA music sweepstakes for a fourth year in a row. State champs, Jessica Zabransky, nice going.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
We'll have more on WRMJ in a moment.